as we are about to set to begin play here in the second half, as both teams have their starting lineups back on the floor, as Willard's going to inbound the ball. It's going to go to Murray. Mount Home is going to be in a man, as Willard's going to drive the lane. Murray's going to put it up, no good. Whitten Coleman there for the rebound. Nice pass ahead to Yonkers. Yonkers, nice pass over to Parker Husky. The ball's going to be too tall as it sails out of bounds. Turnover, Jaylee Yonkers here to start the second half.
Yeah, there we go. Starting with turnover.
Yeah, Mount Home had the run out right there. Nice little bounce pass. Jayla was able to throw it over the top of the head for Parker, and Willard was able to get the turnover.
Great defense by McCorn before that on the.
But here's okay. Jayla right back with the seal. She's going to drive in the lane. She's going to nice fake. Take the ball left side for two as Jayla repays the turnover with a turnover herself and turns it into a quick two for the Lady Bombers. Willard back quickly as Kennedy Kelly's going to drive in the lane. She's going to air ball the layup. She's going to pass it ahead. McCorn's going to secure the rebound. Pass it ahead. It is going to be stolen by Kennedy Kelly. Kelly's going to get the ball. She's going to throw it down low. Ball's going to be down low to Pilates. Pilates going to go up, and Anna McCorn says, no, 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 not today.
I don't really think they want to throw the ball to the post.
That's what I was talking. Anna McCorn is 6'4 with a 6'3 wingspan. She can stand flat-footed with no shoes and touch an 8-foot ceiling. They don't want to try to go over the top of her. As here quickly, Willard's going to inbound the ball. The ball's going to go up top to Kennedy Kelly. And right there, Jaylee Yonkers is going to pick up her second foul. She's guarding Kelly at the top of the key.
Jayla just a little too aggressive there, trying to go for a steal. But the Bombers, a little, I think, have better energy coming out here in the second half.
Willard going to inbound the ball to Murray. Murray's going to come off about three screens right there. She gets the ball. She's going to go to the top of the key to Kelly. Kelly guarded by Yonkers. She's going to drive left. Reverse move at the top of the key. Kick it out to Floyd. Scarlett Floyd's going to kick it up top. And there's going to be a battle down low, and they're going to say Lakin Moore as she gets thrown to the ground as she's battling down low with Harper Floyd, but they're going to get Lakin Moore for her foul. That is going to be her second foul. It's going to be the team's second here in the second half.
Interesting call when they're battling, and the one on the floor that gets knocked to the floor gets
the foul. Yeah. Willard is going to inbound the ball underneath. It's going to go up top. This time it's going to be inbounded to Pilates. Pilates is going to be driven. She's going to drive to the right. Going to go in. Anna McCorn is going to say, not today, as a second block in as many possessions for Mountain Home. Moore is going to have the ball. Kick it out top to Yonkers. Yonkers from the right wing. Puts up no good. But Whitten Coleman is right there. She battles for the offensive rebound. It's going to squirt out to Willard. Willard's going to run the ball top of the key. Throw it ahead. Parker Husky with a steal. Moore is going to throw it ahead to Coleman. Coleman's going to take the ball. Reverse layup. No good. The ball is going to be battled out of bounds and go out of bounds for Willard as they take over. Kind of a crazy event right there.
Yeah, good thought there by Whitten. Maybe just slow it down just a little bit.
Try to go to the left side and reverse side with the left hand. I don't know if it's a strong shot for her, but kind of all she had right there. Willard's going to inbound. He's going to throw it deep as Kenzie Kelly gets the ball, gets the run out, misses the layup. Anna McCorn secures the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Parker Husky gets it, throws it ahead to Moore. Moore's going to step back three from the left wing. It is going to be off. Ball's going to be rebounded by 32 Harper Floyd from Willard, who's immediately going to be hounded by Coleman. Willard's going to take over as they bring the ball up the floor.
Whitten almost threw a foul right there. That girl put an elbow into her.
Pilates kicks it down low to Murray. Murray's going to drive the lane, shoot it, air ball, a layup as Anna McCorn comes over. Comes up again, gets her own rebound, goes up again, no good. McCorn is able to secure the board and kick it out to Husky as she brings the ball across the timeline.
Yeah, great job with Anna coming out of the half. A lot of defensive energy.
Mount Home offensive set as they try to get Moore an open three. She drives the lane. Throws it over to McCorn, who wasn't ready for it. Hits off of her, bounces out of bounds. Nice look by Lakin, maybe just a little bit too much mustard as McCorn was trying to roll from the top of the key.
Yeah, a little hot 3 feet away, you know. And you got to know your receiver, you know.
Yeah, throw that ball up high, right?
Yeah.
Just lob that ball in there, yep. 37-21, Lady Bombers lead as we only had 2 points here in the second half. 5:49 left here in the third quarter.
Still in our man press.
Man press. As Chloe Jones, who just checked in, is going to bring the ball up. She's going to turn the ball over as Yonkers gets a hand on it. Yonkers is going to drive the left lane. Nice little Euro step. Take the bump and the foul. That's not a walk. They are going to call a walk as she gets pushed off. That is a Euro step and not a walk, but they're going to call it a walk from Jaylee Yonkers as Coach Leonard is going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with them as you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
As we're back here in Springfield, Missouri, as the officials getting an earful from the Lady Bomber crowd, as Jayla Youngers went in, got hip checked with a nice Euro step, didn't walk, put the ball up, took the foul, but the official called a walk. Turnover on Mountain Home with 5:39 left as they lead 37-21.
Yeah, rightly so. That's a terrible call.
Willis going to inbound as Murray's going to bring the ball to the right side. She's going to get hounded by Parker Husky. She's going to swing it over the top to Jones. Jones going to drive the lane, kick it over. They're going to say that she stepped on the inbounds as Witten tried to draw the offensive foul right here. Didn't get the call, but Willard's able to step on the end zone and, or sideline and get a turnover for Mountain Home.
Yeah, good hustle play by Witten. Kind of a 50-50 ball. I was worried she's going to get her fourth, but good job.
Mountain Home up 37-21 is 5:25 as Willard's back in this diamond press that they are going to bring. Looks like a 3-2 press kind of now. They're going to extend it back to half court. Mountain Home does a good job beating it. Morris skip pass over across to Yonkers. Yonkers tries to feed Anna McCarn down low but throws it away.
Yeah. Anna, for some reason, gave up the low post and was going out to the wing, and Jayla was like, here, stay at the post.
Yeah, and Anna was open as the cross-court pass went to the three instead of her, and I think she was just trying to clear out maybe so Jayla could drive. Mountain Home, though, with their pressure on this end, as they are going to say, Mountain Home picks up the fouls. Parker Husky is hounding Elise Murray, and she's going to pick up the foul.
Yeah, actually, I think their point guard lost the ball right there, and Parker just stepped to the ball.
Yeah. The ball was loose. 5:06. There's only been 2 points in the second half. They belong to Mountain Home and Jayla Youngers as we have a 37-21 lead. Right now, they're going to throw the ball down to Chloe Jones. Chloe Jones is going to push off, and she's going to draw the foul from Parker Husky. That's going to be her third foul. Four fouls here in the second half.
14 fouls already. We got to watch it. We don't want to put them in the bonus. Only up 16.
Willard going to inbound the ball underneath. They're going to throw it up top, then immediately throw it right back down as Elise Murray is able to put the ball in for two. 37-23 is Lady Bombers' lead. Moore is going to make a nice skip pass to Anna McCarn. Anna's going to go up and miss everything. Jayla Youngers is going to get a rebound. It is going to be blocked out of bounds as she comes up with the offensive rebound. Mountain Home had 2 point-blank shots right there and unable to finish.
Yeah, I don't think the out-of-state team is going to get any of these 50-50 calls.
No, when you're in Missouri, you're an Arkansas team, you're not going to get it. It may be worse tomorrow night when we're playing against the home team, Kickapoo Chiefs.
Our ball under the goal here. Hope we can get something good here.
Moore going to trigger the inbounds. And she's going to throw it up top to Yonkers. Mountain Home going to set up their offense. Going to throw it back to Moore at the top of the key. Moore is going to look. She's going to drive, kick it out to the Husky at the top of the key. Nice little weave action up top as they hit Moore for the three. Moore step back. The three is up off the front of the rim. No good. But Parker Husky right there for the offensive rebound. Witten's going to kick it out top. Throw it out to Jayla Youngers at the top of the key as Witten drives, gets both feet in the paint, spins around, hits Youngers at the top of the key for three. 40-23 with 4 minutes left here in this third quarter.
No press, but Mountain Home, just a straight man.
As Jones is going to drive the lane, put the ball up on the rim. No good. Rebounded by Moore. Moore's going to throw it ahead quickly to Yonkers. Yonkers going to go up no good. Anna McCarn is going to go up and keep battling as she misses the putback, but then is able to get her own rebound, put it back in, and score 42-23, Lady Bombers.
Great job of staying with it there by Anna. Got her own rebound.
We are going to have a timeout here as Willard's going to set up an offense to try to beat this 1-3-1. Lady Bombers up 42-23, 3:51 left in this third quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Hi, Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here in Springfield, Missouri at Kickapoo Chiefs Gymnasium as Lady Bombers lead Willard Tigers 42-23. During that break, Bailey Rittenberg and Livy Fosnes check in for the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home in a 1-3-1 as they Willard kicks it over the side, puts the ball up, shot on the corner, no good. They are able to get the offensive rebound, put it up on the block, and they are not able to get as Livy Fosnes gets the defensive rebound, and they're going to say that she turned the ball over and shuffled her feet as she rebounded that ball.
Well, they're a lot of walk calls in this game.
And they are a lot of walk calls against the blue team. Mountain Home is in their blues and Willard's in their whites tonight. Ball's going to be triggered inbounds at the top of the key as Jones throws it, and she turns it over. Jaylee Yonkers with the steal, gets a hand on the ball, brings it up the left side of the floor. Brings it now up top as we set up our offense as Willard looks like they're going to be in a man. Moore going to dribble off the top of the key, pass off to Rittenberg. Rittenberg going to hit Coleman. Coleman's going to three. It's up and no good as it misses everything. Rebound's going to be secured by Scarlett Floyd. Willard back quickly as the pass is ahead to Murray. Murray puts the 15-foot jumper up. No good, but Scarlett Floyd hustles down the floor and gets the offensive rebound for the Lady Tigers as she puts it up, cutting the lead 42-25.
Yeah, not a great job boxing out there. We got to be better on that.
Mountain Home back quickly, though, as Witten Coleman drives the lane, puts the ball up. Livy Fosnes is there, no good. Livy Fosnes is there for the rebound, tries to go up, is going to be fouled, but they're going to say it's on the floor, as Mountain Home has a hard time missing some shots right now, point blank this half.
Yeah, some of these shots have been a little bit out of control, and we missed them. Hopefully we can calm down here just a little bit.
Ball's going to be thrown up top to nobody as Murray's going to get it, drive the length of the floor for a layup. Good, 27-42. Mountain Home leads with 2:40 left here in the third quarter.
Turnover is still a problem for the Lady Bombers. Still got a 15-point lead.
Willard going to be in a three-quarter court little zone press as they get Bailey Rittenberg trapped in the corner. She drives, and Coach Leonard is going to call a timeout to bail Rittenberg out as she's trapped in the left corner over there. We're going to take it with them. This is going to be a full timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad, we're having a Grillabration sale.
You mean celebration, right?
No, Grillabration. You know, Grillabrate the time. And to do so, we're having a big Grillabration sale. Get up to 40% off on select in-stock grills. We carry Traeger, Golden's Cast Iron, Gosney Pizza Ovens, and the all-new Auto Grill. And we're the only Traeger service dealer in the area. So come Grillabrate the times at Big Box Brad's.
It's a Grillabration.
And we're back here north of the border in Springfield, Missouri, as Lady Bombers leading 42-27 over the Willard Tigers in a sloppy game here by the Lady Bombers. We have a 15-point lead, but it feels like it's a lot closer because we've not played good as Lady Bombers set to inbound the ball. Moore is going to take a deep three. It's going to go off the back of the iron, no good. Ball's going to be hustled down by Jaylee Yonkers as the ball's a long rebound. Jayla runs out to about the 28-foot mark and is able to throw the ball off of Willard Tiger, and Mount Home's going to be able to regain possession.
Great job of hustling there by Jayla. Threw it off her. Great effort.
Just a smart basketball play as Parker Husky checks in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Whitten Coleman. Sarah Claire Williams comes in, replacing Lakin Moore. Yonkers with the ball at the top of the key. Willard's in a switching man right now as they're putting all kinds of pressure at the top of the key on the Lady Bombers. Williams, nice little move to the top of the key, hits Rittenberg. Rittenberg kicks it out to Husky. She thinks about the three, goes no good, goes inside. The shot's going to be blocked as Willard comes away with the possession.
Yeah, I think you want Parker to take that three. That was one too many steps.
Harper Floyd drives the length of the court, misses everything on her shot. Mountain Home, Livy Fossil's there for the rebound. Yonker is going to bring it up the court. She is going to be trapped and going to be fouled by Willard, as they are going to get number four, Chloe Jones. That's going to be her second foul, team's second here in this third quarter with a minute 48 left. Yonkers going to inbounds the ball, going to hit Husky at the top of the key.
Anna and Lake and Moore getting a little breather here.
Yonkers on the left wing going to drive, take it to the hole, and she's going to go up. Now they're going to say it's on the floor. Now they are going to say two shots now. He waved it off, and then now he said he's going to go to the line. They're going to get number four, Chloe Jones. That's going to be her second foul and is in just a few minutes or a few seconds here.
Yeah.
That's going to be the third foul this quarter. They are going to say it's on the floor. This is the same official that looks like he has it out for Jayla on some calls tonight. Jayla was clearly going to the lane and going up for a shot there. She got
down. Yeah, I don't know how that was on the floor, really.
I don't know how it was a walk early. But Mount Home's going to inbound the ball underneath the goal as Bailey Rittenberg gets it. Kicks out to Jayla Yonkers for the three in the left wing. It is no good. Liddy Fosnes goes to work, and it's going to be battle for the ball, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to stay off Mountain Home. Willard's going to get possession here with 1:32 left in the third quarter, trailing 42-27.
Yeah, good out-of-bounds play. Got Jayla a good look, just couldn't drop it.
Murray's going to bring the ball on top of the key, where she's going to hit Kelly. Kelly looking to initiate the offense. As it swung down into the corner to Chloe Jones, Chloe Jones is going to drive hard to the lane. They're going to say that Jayla is able to put too much pressure on her as she gets her fourth foul for tonight.
Yeah, I don't know how a guy behind the three-point line calls a foul at the block when there's a guy looking at it. I mean, you can't see the ball.
Well, luckily on the this is going to be a two-shot foul here from for Jones. Is she doing? They're going to say it's only her third foul, so we'll take it. That's Jayla's third foul here tonight as Jones goes to the line and misses the first one.
Yeah, they got McNatt, a 10th grader, in for Willard.
Second ball is up and no good, and is going to be rebounded by Kennedy Kelly. I really like Kelly. She's a good-looking player for Willard. Willard drives the lane. Kelly drives the lane. Misses everything on the layup. Jayla Yonkers with the rebound. She's back quickly for the Lady Bombers. Drops it behind the back pass. It was there. Libby Fosnes thought she was going to go up to shoot it. The behind-the-back pass was there. It sailed over Fosnes' head. As it goes out of bounds, it's going to be a turnover on the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
No.
It's a little close, though. It's a little hard and close and high. And maybe don't have the rapport with the newer players to pull that off.
Yeah, they're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Livia learned to kind of keep that space as Jayla goes, and that's just something you learn right now.
Yeah, Jones, I'd rather see Jayla just take it to the rack there.
Jones going to bring the ball in. Swing it to Murray. The ball's going to go over across court to Pilates. Pilates is going to get down low to Jones. She's going to be hounded. Hand the ball off as looks like that Willard is going to drive the length of the floor and try to kick it out. It is going to go all the way to the other end baselines. Pilates tries to throw it out top. It goes to nobody in particular. Sails all the way the full length of the court, and Lady Bombers are going to have it underneath their own goal as the ball is going to be inbounded.
Yeah, good job switching on the man there. The pressure got to him. They threw it away. Now we get a ball in the basket. See what we run here.
Pilates drove down too low, try to spin move, throw it out top. Nobody's there. 43 seconds left in the half. Let's see if Mount Home can get a good shot on this inbounds play. Ball's going to be triggered into Yonkers. Yonkers is going to set a screen for Moore. Moore's going to catch it in the corner. Going to drive hard, put the ball up. Nice running shot by Lake and Moore. Just uses her strength and height to get two. Mount Home leading 44-27, 28 seconds left here in the half.
Nice floater there by Lake.
Third quarter, my bad.
Got a 17-point lead with 20 seconds.
Jones going to trigger the ball at the top of the key. Going to go one-on-one as she kicks it out. Shot is going to be up by Hadley McNutt. Is going to miss everything. Whitten Coleman's going to come away with the board. Back quickly with 12 seconds. She's going to drive. She's going to kick it over. Nice job
pass.
Looking the defender off. She had Lake and Moore on the right, looked it off, threw it over to Yonkers on the left, and Yonkers able to put it in for two. That's 2 seconds left in the clock. Willard back quickly as they get a shot off at the buzzer. It is no good as Cassidy Miller misses the three-pointer. Lady Bombers have a 46-27 lead at the end of the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on KTLO.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.